I'm Matt Martin, General Manager of KALW Local Public Radio, joined here in the studio by our Membership and Community Partnerships Director, Annette Bistrup, for a special report on the end of the KALW Spring Campaign. The campaign wrapped up this morning at 11 o'clock, and I have to say, we did it. The growing web of people who know this station and who support it with their resources, their talent, their enthusiasm, we did it. Listeners across the Bay Area and around the country proved that a focused public radio membership campaign without interruption of programming can work. In 7 days, in just a few hours, we not only equaled what we raised in a full 14 days last September, we went beyond that and reached our larger campaign goal of $350,000. Thank you to everyone who helped make that work and who kept the station strong, including nearly 500 new members. I also want to thank some people who always bring incredible life to these campaigns, to these drives, and that is the folks who are in our phone room and come help out during the drive. It makes it such a fun place to be, and I'm going to have Annette acknowledge those folks because she has a close relationship with them as well.
Thank you so much, Matt. Indeed, we do have the best volunteers in the world. I think that's been established unequivocally. They are always professional, upbeat, and fun, and they're always ready to come in, sometimes on very short notice, such as last night when we suddenly needed to fill them up for this morning. So here are a couple of new volunteers who came in this time to staff the phones: Jackie Wright, Judy On, and Chi Chi Wei, and a very large number of longtime volunteers who came in to help: Carl Bolden, Lucida Garcia, Marty Rausch, Bian Tan, Jackie Wright, Laura Burnaby, Joshua Brody, Carolyn DC, Dave Gomberg, Ian Hardcastle, Jenny Jens, Fred Lipschultz, Diana Lum, Michael McGinley, John Navis, Marjorie Schwartz Scott, Kathy Truen, also Jody Ames, Robbie Brandwin, Jim and Joy Esser, Andre Glaze, Joe Gray, Ted Guggenheim, Eric Jansen, Jack Major, Horace Marks, John McDevitt, Susan Miller, Linda Marine, Tim Olson, Marty Rausch, Pamela Swain, David Vartanoff, and Patrick Wheeler, all of whom came in more than once to help out early morning, late night, whatever it took, they were here. I'd like to give a very special shout out to Tony Luzica. I'm not sure if I pronounced your name. Luzica, I'm sorry. And Tom Mason, who not only came in pretty much every day of this drive to help out with miscellaneous things, but who always come in and help us out in between drives as well. They're incredible stalwart volunteers for us. And a very, very special shout out, of course, to Brenda Kett, our award-winning volunteer of the year from the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, who came in, was here every day of the drive at 6 a.m. and who provides such incredible spirit to the people who are in the phone room and just keeping everything organized and fun in there. I would like to add my own special thank you to Emily Allgaier, who works with me in the membership affairs on a daily basis. She works with incredible attention to detail and wonderful etiquette, and to make sure that everything to do with our membership, the donations and other things that need to be taken care of, are done with very, very great elegance. She's really an amazing colleague and works with incredible poise. And last but not least, I would like to make my thanks personally and on behalf of all of us who have been here through this week to Donna Hetherington, another one of our volunteers who came on the scene about, I think now, 2 years ago, and who is the one who procures all the wonderful food that we consume during these drives. She works for months ahead and makes sure that we have delicious meals on a daily basis, and this really and truly sustains us.
And I'm sure that Donna would want everyone to know that there is a We Love Our Food Donors link at the top of our website. Take a look at that list and extend your thanks to them on the station's behalf if you have the chance. I also want to give a couple of things. There are so many people involved in this campaign. I will name just a couple. One is Betty Meisner. She is a KALW listener and longtime supporter. And I have to say, on social media, she was a superstar. She must have liked and commented on every KALW item for the last 2 weeks. Thank you, Betty. Thanks to Eric Jansen for coming up with the phrase, shorter is better. thanks to a wonderful listener named Bruce, who hand-delivered his contribution to KALW. And let me tell you, his story and hearing what this station meant to him really had an impact on all of us here. And finally, I want to thank Alan Farley. There were a lot of contributions in his honor during this campaign, and I think if he were here, he would have been proud of the station. And knowing Alan, he would have made a generous contribution of his own. Thanks to everyone who made this campaign a great success.
Thank you.